Senator John Kerry travels to California today. He'll debate his chief rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, in Los Angeles tonight. Kerry spent yesterday in Ohio and Minnesota, two other states choosing their nominee on Super Tuesday. NPR's Brian Naylor is covering the Kerry campaign.
Kerry spent most of the last 2 days in Ohio, where he's campaigning in advance of Super Tuesday, but with an eye on next November. George Bush won the state in 2000, but since then, some 165,000 manufacturing jobs have been lost. The state's unemployment rate, now 6%, is higher than when the president took office. Kerry talked about jobs and the economy in each stop he made in the state. At the University of Toledo, he wore a smudge of ashes on his forehead after attending a morning service marking the start of Lent. Kerry said he couldn't promise to prevent further job losses, but said he would take this step.
Companies will no longer be able to simply surprise their workers with a pink slip instead of a paycheck. They're going to be required to give their workers 3 months' notice if their jobs are being exported offshore. So we have notice.
Kerry said he was running to bring fiscal sanity back to Washington, saying President Bush is adding $1 million a minute to the deficit. He quickly took advantage of the opening given him by Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan, who said Wednesday's Social Security benefits should be cut to reduce the deficit. Kerry vowed he would never let that happen if he were sent to the White House.
The wrong way to cut the deficit is to cut Social Security benefits. If I'm president, we're simply not going to do it. And if I'm the Democratic nominee, and I welcome this debate, this is a debate that I will win, and we will win, and we will restore our economy in a way that is fair to Americans without destroying the solemn contract of Social Security in this nation.
Afterwards, retired engineer Eric Bajo said Kerry's concern for jobless Ohioans had won him over.
Here in Toledo specifically, we have a quite high number of unemployed factory workers. And his message to the Toledo people and to the workers is quite appealing, and I will vote for him, you know, in this election.
While in Ohio, Kerry picked up the endorsement of former Senator John Glenn, who said Kerry has the experience and qualities necessary to become commander-in-chief. Kerry then flew on to St. Paul, Minnesota, where at a spirited evening rally at McAllister College, he evoked the memory of another Democratic icon, the late Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone.
And we're here today in Paul's memory and in all of the spirit of the party of Minnesota that for years has stood up for principle and conscience. We are here not just to count down till next Tuesday. We're here to mark the beginning of the end of the Bush presidency. That is what this is about. That's what we're going to do.
Today, Kerry flies to California and will walk a picket line with striking grocery workers in Santa Monica before tonight's debate with Senator John Edwards. Brian Naylor, NPR News, St. Paul, Minnesota.